And welcome to Community Kitchen. I don't know about you, but the weather had a bit of a change yesterday, which was a little bit of a freak out for me. Winter's coming a little bit too early. But, you know, it's nice to have some ingredients and recipes up your sleeve for those days when you just need something that's a little bit different. And I thought today, one of the really nice things that I do like is a chowder. Now, imagine it over Easter if you are camping or if the weather allows, or even for at home. We've got so much good seafood around here that a really great chowder has a good base. And the base usually consists of a couple of tablespoons of butter, a brown onion finely chopped, you need to actually let that become very transparent. And you just gently fry it. Stir in about 4 tablespoons of flour, 4 cups of milk, 4 cups of your choice of stock. If you've got a really nice fish stock, put that in there. If not, use a chicken stock. But the fish stock will give it a little bit of a different flavour if you're going into having a seafood. 4 medium potatoes, peeled and cut into cubes, and salt and pepper. Then, of course, you start your variations of what you want to do in the stock, in the chowder, sorry. You can have a couple of cups of corn kernels. You might like to do a creamy corn, 1 cup of creamy corn where you've actually blended those fresh corn and a cup of corn kernels. You might like to put some crab meat in there, topped with a dollop of chives and cream. You might like to do a cup of fresh fish pieces, which would be fantastic in there. Maybe a little bit of crab meat, and you could top that with a garlic mayonnaise, a aioli. And the best way, I think, to make it, the aioli is if you roast off your garlic, wrap it up in a whole big bulb of garlic, and put that into the oven in some alfoil. And then when that comes out, it's so creamy and delicious. Open it up towards the end so it sort of just roasts off a little bit. But it's so beautiful and creamy. It takes that real strong garlicky flavour off if you're using it raw, but it makes it so beautifully creamy. And adding that to your mayonnaise is a real treat. You can do 2 cups of grated cauliflower. This is one of my favourites. About 100 grams of diced blue vein cheese or gorgonzola. And you could top that with some crisp bacon pieces, maybe some chunky sourdough pieces if you've got that. Or instead of doing the onion, you could use leek. Leek really does need to be cleaned well because, of course, there's going to be some sand in there and bits of dirt. So every time I do the leek, I always cut the bottom off, cut the top bit of the stalk off you're not going to use, split it down the middle and really give it a good wash. You'd be surprised just how much soil comes out of there. And then instead of topping that, using that leek in place of the onion, so you don't put the onion in the original chowder base, instead of doing that with a normal cream, you can do that with a sour cream. Leeks are beautiful. They really are. Now, when you think about making a dish like that, remember the good old French onion soup, which was really... it was the trend way back when. And with that particular one, you're using 2 tablespoons of butter, 6 brown onions, peeled and finely sliced, a couple of tablespoons of plain flour, 2/3 of a cup of dry white wine, and 8 cups of really rich beef stock. Great to do your beef stock when you've roasted your bones. And then you're going to... put your bread sprinkled with grated cheese and you grill that. So once you've got that soup done and you put that into little individual ramekins, or you can put in a big oven-proof dish, place that on top and you might do your French bread or sourdoughs or whatever, and you're sprinkling that with grated cheese and you're going to melt that into a golden brown. And the beautiful, it just, everything about that is so nice because the bread becomes a little bit soft. It's toasted, but after you've actually, it sits on top of the soup, it becomes soft. It's such a delicious and economical. So think about the combinations that we gave you for the chowder, and you can start to play with that because these are really good bases of a really nice, warm and makes you feel good. And I noticed in a book the other day, I found an excellent recipe for a 10-minute sweet and sour soup. And this is a one of the Marion Grasby's favourite soups as a child. So you're doing a you're grating a half a carrot. You're using a cup of cooked shredded chicken left over from the rotisserie, about 200 grams of mixed mushrooms, shiitake or Swiss browns. She puts tofu in there, sliced into really thin batons, about 100 grams of bamboo shoot slices, and they give a really lovely crunch. They're beautiful. About 1.5 litres of chicken stock, ground black pepper, about a tablespoon of dark soy sauce, a half a cup of soy sauce, regular, a quarter of a cup of white vinegar, and you need a little bit of cornstarch, about 3 tablespoons, to actually thicken that up. And basically, you're going to put the grated carrot straight into a saucepan, add the chicken, the mushrooms, the tofu, the bamboo shoots, the chicken stock, and place over a heat to bring it to a gentle simmer. Add the pepper, the soy sauces, and the vinegar. Reduce it and simmer it until the mushrooms have just softened. Add the corn flour, and that'll just thicken it up a little bit. Taste the soup. Add more, a little bit of salt, vinegar, or pepper to your liking. Now, you want that sprinkle with a spring onion, but you want to have that hot, hot and sour soup. And, I mean, those sort of flavours on a really cold night are just fantastic. They're not complicated. Same as when you're doing something like if you're doing your wontons, do a few extra. They're not hard to make. There's something that a child can make. You teach them. Even if you're putting whatever mixture in the middle of the wonton and just squeezing the top and making it like a little round twisty top, they will sit beautifully in a soup. Even just the wonton wrapper with no filling adds such a lovely, just a lovely gluttonous sort of feeling when you're having a nice soup with that. I think having the stock is the secret. If you've got a good stock, whether you make it or buy it or, you know, however you do it, if you've got that stock really well seasoned and start to put the layers of vegetables in there, soy sauce, sesame oil, they all add that lovely flavour when you're doing Asian. I think they're so welcoming. Kids love that sort of flavour. And it's a really good way to punch a lot of veggies into a soup. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some really simple things to do that you can take camping or you can have on your barbecue for Easter. And someone asked me if I could just give a couple of really good, simple little marinades. So when we come back on Community Kitchen, we're going to be talking a couple of really simple little marinades to do that just lift those simple items to the next level. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking a few little simple marinades here. Something that you could take barbecuing, you could do at home and just change it up a little bit just to make something a little bit more interesting. Once again, we're always talking back in that little bit of a punch, little bit of a flavour into your meals. This particular one is an Asian rib. I do this with pork spare ribs. I love pork spare ribs. So when I'm doing my marinade with that, I have about 2 cloves of garlic, 4 cinnamon sticks, about 4 star anise. Remember, you're going to get that really nice Chinese duck, pecan duck taste with those things, but it carries so well when you're doing a marinade. About 5 centimeter piece of ginger, finely chopped, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, about 1/2 cup of hoisin sauce, 1/2 cup of Chinese cooking wine, Shaoxing, and 1 cup of water. Now you're going to place all the ingredients in an oven-proof baking dish and cover tightly and cook for about 1.5 hours. If you're using a beef ribs, you'd probably use about 2 kilos of beef short ribs, and then you will remove the cover and cook for about 30 minutes because you want that to reduce. Now the hoisin becomes nice and thick. The brown sugar gives it that lovely flavour, and that is a great way to enjoy those nice flavours. You can use that for anything, but the usual suspects, I think they really do make a lovely combination. Chicken or even duck drumsticks sit really nice with about 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, a couple of tablespoons of honey, a couple of tablespoons of rice wine vinegar. Once again, you can put the hoisin sauce in there. It gives a really nice base. A couple of cloves of garlic and some fish sauce. This really does give a good flavour with chicken. Chicken carries so well, doesn't it? This would go beautiful with tofu, go great with mushrooms. Now you're heating your oven once again to about 180, and you're only needing to cook, say if you're doing drumsticks, for probably about 20 minutes. But I usually give it a little bit of a toss going throughout the cooking process, unless you like to have one side a little bit more crispy than the other. But I think these are really, really delicious way to do it. Another marinade which I really like, and it's quite simple, and it's I use it with chicken thighs. I use about a tablespoon of crushed black peppercorns. Really give them, if you've got a good mortar and a pestle, give them a good bash. If you don't, put some peppercorns, just, you know, grind them out of your grinder. If you've only got the whole, you can always put them in a plastic bag and just give them a bit of a bash. 4 cloves of garlic. Once again, some ginger. Ginger, it just sits so well with so many things. This would be good with fish. It would be good with anything. 1/2 bunch of coriander and about 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. So you're going to get a lighter but really good flavour. And those black peppercorns, they sit really well. I know it sounds quite a lot to have a tablespoon, but I think black peppercorns really do make a lot of dishes, just heighten the flavour there. And another really nice one that I think is fantastic, great on one of my things for lamb chops, is an Asian-style mint sauce. Or you can do this over a salad. You can do it over potatoes, steamed potatoes. Mint and potatoes go really well together. A couple of tablespoons, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, about 1/4 cup of rice wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 lemon juice and rind, 1 red onion finely chopped, 1 to 2 red chilies finely chopped, and 2 cups of mint leaves. Now, you really want a lot of mint leaves because that is the basis of the flavour. Beautiful over a salad. And you don't always need a lot of ingredients when you're making something like when you've got a really good dressing. You can have the simplest base of all. I know that Nigella makes a really great parsley salad, and basically it is just not like the tabbouleh where you have the cracked wheat, but just with a lot of parsley, a lot of mint, a really good dressing in there, some purple onions. You could put some feta in there if you wanted, and some tomatoes. But it's really enjoying those flavours of parsley. And sometimes we leave the poor old parsley on the bench because we think it's not the best flavour. I think parsley is beautiful. It's something that just lifts, like if you do scrambled eggs, just before the last part of the cook, just fold through a good handful of finely chopped parsley. It takes it to the next level. I had the pleasure of having someone cook for me on Saturday night, and they made a really lovely salsa verde to go with the lamb. And you can do this. Salsa verde goes well with anything. It goes well with potatoes. It goes well with any grilled veggies, any grilled meats. It's lovely. And basically all you're doing there is lots and lots of parsley, lemon rind, lemon juice, lots of capers, some garlic, olive oil and lemon juice, and a bit of balsamic just to give that. You want a little bit of a kick in the back of the neck, but that lovely olive oil would just smooth that out and just take those flavours through. So once again, there you go. Something that's just a parsley-based is a good thing when you're making marinades. And if you've had the pleasure of having a fantastic tabbouleh, you'll appreciate what I'm talking about. When we come back, we're just going to talk about a couple of simple little recipes that might just make your weekend a little bit more special. You're listening to Community Kitchen on 101.5. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. heard a little whisper that there's a lot of prawns around at the moment. So what about a potted prawn pate? You know, isn't it wonderful how food is so fashionable? We were talking on the weekend about food, and as you do on a weekend, and there's so many great recipes. Like, remember the fantastic prawn cocktail. Honestly, they are so good, and we leave these wonderful things on the shelf because someone else has got this wonderful recipe. And this potted prawn pate is about the same. I can remember Barbette Hayes had it really ages me, but she had a fantastic cookbook, and she used to make all those groovy little things because you entertained a lot back then, and I'm sure she probably wore a caftan too because it was the whole rage. But 250 grams of butter, that's a lot. But remember, with this, it's a potted pate, so you need the butter to hold it. And you've peeled about 500 grams of green prawns. They're not expensive. Don't always think that seafood is the most expensive, because it's not. It's always very well priced. We live in a great area. 3 cloves of garlic. You can always cut it back if you don't want it. A teaspoon of grated lemon rind, about a half a cup of lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons of whole egg mayonnaise. Do yourself a favour. Don't use one of those almost transparent mayonnaises when you're doing this. You want a whole egg mayonnaise. You want a very creamy type of mayonnaise. So you're peeling your prawns, frying with garlic and about half the butter for about 4 to 5 minutes until cook. Set aside and allow to cool completely. Process the prawns with the lemon rind, the lemon juice, and then add the mayonnaise. Don't process it till it's like mush. You just want it so it's got a little bit of texture, but it is broken up. And season to taste and put that in the ramekin, because you're going to set this. Melt the remaining butter, about half a cup, until it's foamy. Cool, then skim the white solids from the top of the pan. It's easy to see, seriously. And pour that onto the top. Decorate with some fresh herbs and refrigerate till set. So you can chop up whatever herbs you want in there. Some really fine spring onions, not too much onion, just a greeny part with maybe some parsley. You might want to put some tarragon in there. You might want to put some dill. You might want to play with a few different flavors, coriander. And then pour that over and decorate and refrigerate that. And that with some really good crunchy bread. Absolutely beautiful. Fantastic. Same as I heard there's a lot of crabs around. Crab cakes. You need about 500 grams of fresh crab meat, a couple of spring onions, a couple of tablespoons of coriander, maybe a half a teaspoon of curry powder, a couple of tablespoons of breadcrumbs, half a cup of mayonnaise. Do the same. Use a good one. And then you want to mix all of those together. Put in 1 egg and a half a cup of flour. And then you're going to cook those. Remember to salt and pepper them. Delicious. They would be just so beautiful to have over the Easter weekend, something a little bit different. The fish doesn't need much. You don't need to do too much with fish just to enjoy it. I think it's all in the cook, knowing how to. I mean, you see people who have fished for years and they really do appreciate and know how to do a fantastic fried fish or deep fried. Another thing I really like when it comes to a little bit of seafood, you'll notice in the supermarket you've got that beautiful smoked fish. You'll have it pepper crusted. That's great just to put in the fridge because it lasts for a few weeks and you can make a wonderful pasta sauce with that. You might have people drop in, they haven't accounted for that extra, but that with a linguine is beautiful. And I normally just fry off some eschalots, the little tiny on the shelf shallots, and fry them ever so finely. You might want to put some garlic in there. You can add whatever goodies you like. I like it to cook it in a bit of cream with that particular fish, and I will put some capers in there. I will put some dill in there, and probably when it is cooked, I will put some shallots, and I will make that quite a creamy sauce, and that goes so well with linguine. Close your ears if you're not one of those people who likes a bit of parmesan with their seafood. I love it. I have it on my marinara I know some chefs don't like it, but fortunately I'm not a qualified chef, just a qualified eater, so I can actually have that. But I like that little bit of Parmesan on top of my pasta, my seafood pasta. And they're some really simple little dishes. They're not too expensive. They just take that little bit of time to think about what you want to put in your pantry for the weekend. And I think if it is going to be a little bit cold, we'll probably have, it'd be nice to have that. Or if you're camping, it's always good to have a couple of things up your sleeve. These are things you could have at home. You can take away with you. You can have the marinades done. You can have the chicken drumsticks already in a bag with the marinade. You can have the pork spare ribs. You can have your pate done, crab cakes formed, and easy peasy, the soup's done. You've got a soup done there, even for when you come home, something nice and easy. But these are things that you can enjoy, and not that big on ingredients. I think that's the whole idea of having that bit of creative cooking, that you don't need a lot. You actually got a whole different accompaniment that just pushes that flavour through to make a fantastic meal. Have a safe Easter. And of course, we'll be back next week with Community Kitchen. And you've been listening to Annette on 101.5.